This is WBZ's Carl Stevens, and I'm talking to Massachusetts Secretary of State William Galvin. And we're talking about money, money to host primaries, because cities and towns need to be paid by the state. And, Mr. Secretary, I just wonder, given all the budget constraints out there right now, what your concerns are.
Well, my concern is this, that in the proposal the governor advanced from my office's budget for the upcoming fiscal year that would cover the presidential primary next March of 2012, there is not enough money in the line items to cover running a primary, with the requirement that we reimburse cities and towns for extended polling hours. The state prints the ballots for every voter. We obviously have to make sure there is a ballot for every voter. I asked the legislature during my testimony yesterday on the budget to either increase the line item, which I know is a difficult thing given the circumstances of the year, or I suggested to them they could, of course, cancel the primary and we could go to a caucus system, or we could charge the parties a fee to run their primaries, which, after all, primarily are party events. So those are some options. It's my earnest hope that the legislature will find the money to help us continue the tradition of having a voter participatory primary. I did indicate to the leadership of the Ways and Means Committee that I'm going to try to find every means I can to economize pre-purchasing paper, perhaps for ballots, if that works. I'm exploring those right now. But the number that was submitted by the governor, despite the fact that he suggested or his administration suggested it would be a 2% cut, in fact, is a far more drastic cut. My budget will go down anyways for the coming fiscal year because in the elections area because we have one fewer election in the upcoming fiscal year than we did in the last. But nevertheless, it's a problem to run this March 6, 2012 event based upon the numbers they've submitted.
You talk about numbers. Do I have it right, Bill, that you suggest, or you requested about $6.7 million for the
right.
Elections division? And Patrick's budget it calls for more than $2 million less than that.
That's right. That's correct.
Can you in any way hold a primary with that?
Well, if I did that, I'd then probably not be able to do anything else. And one of the realities is the biggest challenge this year, upcoming year, is this. In a few weeks, I'll be distributing to cities and towns the new population figures that came in from the coming in from the 2010 census. Every community has to redraw its ward and precinct lines, and the map, political map, gets changed, not just the districts, but even where people vote, what precinct they live in. And that means I have to retool our whole operation. And the coincidence of having to re-update these numbers in these districts, as well as trying to run a primary within a few months of that, is where it gets expensive and challenging. Obviously, we're going to try to do the best we can. If I were to spend all of the money on the primary, I then wouldn't have any money for the rest of the election department's activities, so local elections, where we supervise, but also preparing for the regular state elections and the presidential election of 2012. So all of that has to be done. It's going to be a significant change. We're going, as you know, from 10 congressional seats to 9. Communities are going to be moving from one district to another. Every single seat in the legislature is going to be redistricted in some fashion. Every single community is going to have to readjust its precinct lines. I have to have monies to cover those activities as well. So it's a matter of priorities. In my opinion, the priority is making sure that the rights of Massachusetts voters are protected. The parties having a primary is something that would be nice to do, be good to do. We've always done it. We want to do it. But we have to set our priorities. So that's what I laid forth to the legislature yesterday, and we're going to work closely with them, if we can, to put together a plan that would allow us to do that if they can come up with the money to support it. But I felt compelled to present to them other options as well, which is what I did.